Minnesota News Network. Good morning. I'm Brent Palm. Republican State Representative Kristen Robbins of Maple Grove is running for Minnesota governor. Robbins announced her campaign in a YouTube video Tuesday. She says, quote, "I know that life as a working family is never easy, but failed politicians like Tim Walz are making it even harder." Robbins accuses Walz of spending an $18 billion surplus and raising taxes by $10 billion. The DFL party claims Robbins cleared her social media accounts of all mentions of Nikki Haley, despite her heavy involvement with Haley's presidential campaign. Robbins chairs the House Fraud and Prevention Committee. Well, Governor Walz is expected to announce whether he'll run for a third term after the state fair. Attorney General Keith Ellison was asked about running for governor Tuesday.
"I like my job a lot. We got a great governor. And as far as I know, he's running for re-election until he tells me otherwise. But I think he's done a great job. I like doing this job, so I'm cool with whatever happens."
Ellison's plans for the future are still up in the air as his term ends in 2026. He endorsed Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan for U.S. Senate next year. Protect Minnesota is asking state lawmakers to pass a standalone bill to ban binary gun triggers next year. Executive Director Maggie Emery says a judge's ruling striking it down this week does not question the danger of the devices.
"We do know that binary triggers are incredibly harmful, incredibly unsafe for our communities, and this law was passed because binary triggers were used to kill first responders and law enforcement. And what's to say that won't happen again now that we're going to see binary triggers back on our streets?"
She says at least one of the guns used in the deadly Burnsville first responder shootings was equipped with a binary trigger. And this is the final day to purchase pre-fair discount tickets for the state fair. They're available on the state fair website and Cub food stores for $17. Experts from Regents Hospital are providing tips on how to stay safe and enjoy this year's state fair. Dr. Aaron Burnett says, make sure you're staying hydrated.
"You end up walking around a ton at the fair, so having a way to get something to drink is always a good idea. It's out at the fair, it's an outdoor activity, so you spend a lot of time in the sun. So making sure you get to the shade, you get that sunscreen on, you stay really hydrated is always helpful."
Burnett says Minnesotans with medical conditions should also make sure to bring any medications they might need with them to the fairgrounds. And the Minnesota Lynx fell to 28-6 with an 85-75 loss to the New York Liberty last night in Brooklyn. Courtney Williams led Minnesota with 17 points. Natisha Heidemann had 16, and Dejanae Carrington added 11. The loss snaps the Lynx 6-game win streak and was their first since All-Star forward Nafisia Collier went down with an ankle injury. This is MNN.